Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Heavenly Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text for this sixth Sunday in Easter is our epistle reading, Luther's most favorite book of the Bible, James, the letter of St. James, chapter 1, and I'm joking, but verses 22 through 27, and of course it's in the ESV, specifically put there for one particular person that's here today. No, it's unfortunately my default setting that I haven't changed in my Logos software. So it happens. I apologize, Dr. Goss. But verse 22 is what I'm focusing on. Be doers of the word and not hearers only, receiving or deceiving yourselves. These are the words of the Lord. So we pray, sanctify us, O Lord, by thy truth. Thy word is truth. Amen. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
St. James is telling us a reality of the Christian life. He is repeating the idea that Jesus talked about earlier. Jesus says there were two sons. Their father asked them to go and work for him. One said yes, but did not go. The other said no, but changed his mind and went and did. Who did his father's will? Well, everybody there, of course, and we would say the same, the second son did, right? We who are here are that second son, at least today. When I had confirmands, I would say that they too are also the second son because I would hear from many, as teachers do all the time, I am sure, the word no. Either a defiant no or in panic, no, not that again. Or it is just plain, I can't do this. I won't be able to pass. And there are many variations of things and other things like it. But I would say to them, but you did. Especially if they were sitting in the pew that day, the day of their confirmation. But you did. They did. They were confirmed. They passed. They graduated. Well, at least most of them. And I hate to use that word for confirmation, graduated, because unfortunately, at least in our synod and probably most churches that have that rite, they disappear afterwards. You don't see them very much. Maybe Christmas and Easter. I don't want to call it graduation, but they do graduate. They are confirmed. And those here too did. You did. Even though when the alarm went off this morning, how many dreamed about saying no? Rolling over and going back to sleep. Me. Yes, me, I did. I had recently put on my Facebook page a quote from Tolkien. And he talked about he's really a hobbit, just not in size. But one of the things that he like to do is stay up late and get up late. And I kind of like to do that too. And so it was always difficult for him to get up in the morning, go to class to teach class or to go when he was a student. So yeah, rolling over and going back to sleep is, especially in that almost awake, that almost asleep state, you're like, oh, if only there was a way. But how many knew or know why you didn't? Many will claim all sorts of things, and this, for most, until you learn to know better, you mostly are wrong. Because simply you are not, I am not here of our own accord. I mean, sure, you end up cooperating, and thank God for that. We do grow as Christians. We do cooperate with the Holy Spirit in our sanctification. I mean, sure, and then you could have kept saying no and could be home right now sleeping or doing whatever, all of your own accord. We are free to sin and ignore God, unfortunately. This is always the case. But no, we are not free and do not come to God on our own accord. It is Him that calls and gathers, that enables us, that clears the path, that opens our hearts and minds, that changes our wills and gives us the ability, the gumption, the energy to come to where He is, here. To fight those battles that keeps us away. I mean, when I was a young father, and my wife would say, and it's been written in books, you know, young mothers will say, and my daughter is going to be saying that, why do I bother going to church? That's, I don't hear a thing. I'm so distracted. The kids are, I have to, you know, rein them in. I have to pay attention to them because they're squirming, they're demanding, they're making noise. I barely get anything out of church. I remember in class, the seminary, one wise professor say, and gently he said to say, but you took from the Lord what He is offering, the Lord's body and blood, and that's a lot. That's not just a hang-off. That's not just a, you know, an extra bonus that you get. That is the real thing. People would say that preaching here, me up here, is the high point of the service. Luther said that once. But if you know Luther, you got to read more all of Luther to understand, because he said the preaching should lead us to the Lord's Supper. The Lord's Supper is the high point of the service. And we've kind of let that go. We're too much of a rationalist. We've grown up in the modern era in teaching and learning, and that's our central focus. So we see this as being the thing, the message. The message is the important thing. Well, it is, but it's to lead us somewhere. It's to lead us to Him. And it is Him that calls and gathers us to Him. Remember what He said, oh Jerusalem, on Passion, on Palm Sunday. Oh Jerusalem, I just want to gather. That's all I want to gather, like a hen wants to gather to the chicks. He wants to gather us. That's what He does. He wants us with Him. That's what we're created for. But it's that enables us, that clears the path, that opens our hearts and minds, that changes our wills and gives us to come to be where He is. Today, right now, He is who gathers the sheep. He is the good shepherd. And by that other thing we call the flesh, it's always going to say no. Count on it. The world and the devil too, of course. But like the second son, the word of the Father does its work on us, and we do as we are asked to do. Amazingly so. The flesh is always weak. The Spirit is ever willing. And even if we don't and can't appreciate what we are doing here, what we get here, like that, those poor mothers with babes in arms here in His house, the truth is like this. God says, come. Come and eat, you who are hungry. Come and have dinner with Me. Let Me take care of you. Yes, do come and do this and be doers of the word and not just hearers. And in truth, we can just sit there in the pew and only hear and refuse. There are people that do that too. Refuse to respond when His words work on us. We can reject and be only hearers. Yet when we do hear and not refuse Him, when we are humbled and raised up, condemned and forgiven, killed and resurrected by His word of law and gospel, that is what the beginning of all this doing of His word is. This is the very start of what it's all about. Sure, it's much more than just being in church and receiving what Jesus gives us here. As it is also involves all that He has given us to do out there. What is that? Well, that is simply what and who you are, where he has placed you. And maybe some people don't realize this, but everyone has some influence. I know having a big black 100-pound dog, how much influence he has. And he doesn't speak English. How much little children have as far as influence in the home. We have influence. Just do what he has given you to do. What he has placed right in front of you to do. It's that simple. Well, that does not mean simple is always easy. But what God does have us to do, that's never hidden or kept secret so that we have to hunt for it. We may not like what he has for us all the time, like confirmation tests or recitations or college exams or presentations or medical exams and tests or digging trenches, driving trucks through bad weather or spreading manure. How about visiting ailing seniors in the nursing home with all the smells and those sights? I never believed it when one of my professors said, when you go to visit, they're very willing to show you all the scars and the results of their surgery. So be prepared. They're going to, oh, come look. You know, look what the doctor did. And it's like, no, please. But it's true. But that's what we're called to do. That's what James is talking about. No, not always easy, is it? I know that firsthand, but what a joy for them. And that can also come over to us. We can feel that. We can be a part of that. It can be for us. We can share with them. Yes, that is what James means when he says to visit orphans and widows in their affliction. Yet there are very pleasant things too that have nothing to do that with that sort of thing. And we cannot deny it. But what of the other parts of what James says we ought to be doing? You mean the keeping unstained from the world and bridling the tongue? Yeah, now that is tough, especially closing one's mouth. And for some reason, it's harder in the church. There is nothing more wicked and harmful and all too common than church gossip. But don't you know that the doing of that and all of this that James is telling us, according to God's will, begins right here? The not to do? Right here. Yes. In the doing of what we do right here. The will and the way is gotten right in his house from his things that he brings here each week. That is why it is essential to be in church as often as possible. And if you can't, call me up and I will bring it to you. No, not as often as we feel like it, or as often as we want, but because he calls us to it. And from what God brings to us in his word and sacrament, we are enabled to keep unstained from the world. It is not only unstains. It's not only what unstains us from the world, but helps keep us clean each and every day. In the washing of the water of the world, we enter into that river that comes from the temple, from his side. The blood of Christ that cleanses us from all sin. The strength to endure trial and temptation by being fed by the body of Christ. This God works in us. And it is here that it is given without measure. Also, we then are and can be doers. I mean, have you ever prepared a great meal for someone? Maybe family members, and they don't show up, and they don't call and say, hey, I can't make it because, they don't tell you, they just don't show up. How many times have we done that to our Lord? He invites us here and he gives us enormous things. Things that we can barely know, things that do not fit into us, but do. Things that we cannot fathom. But this is all why and what we get in his house on his day, the first day of the week, the first day of the new creation for us, as we are his new creation. A door opens for you into the greater things of God and his church. Do not despise his house or his gifts in word and sacrament. For all that lies ahead of you in life, it is here that you will find the help, the strength, the comfort to make it out there, to bring you finally home in eternity with all the saints. All this because Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Amen. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.